I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. President Zelensky of Ukraine has tried to repair relations with Donald Trump, saying he's ready to work under his leadership to achieve a lasting peace with Russia. His comments came hours after the US president suspended military aid to Ukraine. James Waterhouse is in Kiev.
President Zelensky has reiterated what he called Ukraine's commitment to peace and appears to have offered a big olive branch to Donald Trump. He even suggested specifics that an early peace process stage could involve prisoner of war exchanges, bans on drone attacks, and even a naval truce in the Black Sea. President Zelensky had been applauded by some for standing his ground against Donald Trump in the Oval Office last week. But today, not least with the pausing of US aid, he seemed to want to dial down the temperature of a debate which could decide the fate of his country.
Later, President Zelensky said Ukraine retained the ability to defend itself and Russia would not succeed if Ukrainians remained united. President Zelensky's comments have been welcomed by Ukraine's leading European allies. After a phone call with the Ukrainian president, the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer commended what he called his steadfast commitment to peace. President Macron of France praised his willingness to re-engage with Donald Trump. Germany's likely next chancellor says his incoming coalition has proposed an unprecedented package of hundreds of billions of dollars in extra spending on defence and infrastructure. Friedrich Merz said the two parties would bring proposals to Parliament next week to exempt defence spending from Germany's constitutional limit to government debt. He said the threat to peace in Europe made it necessary.
At the moment, we are solely thinking along the lines of a European agreement and a European strengthening of our defence. But we know we need to do more. These decisions are overdue, and independent of any further announcements from the US, Europe needs to grow up and be able to defend itself. And we want to get this going as quickly as possible.
Arab leaders have approved an Egyptian plan that counters President Trump's suggestion of taking over Gaza and evicting its Palestinian inhabitants. Speaking in Cairo, President Sisi said the plan would ensure Palestinians remain on their land with no displacement. But as Lise Doucette explains, there are still problems.
It's very clear on some things, but glides over others. For example, it avoids the issue explicitly about what role, if any, Hamas would play. They make it clear they don't want Hamas to play a role, but they don't spell that out. And Hamas has made it clear that while it understands it won't be involved in running Gaza, disarming is a red line. So that is going to be a problem.
Israel criticised the summit for not condemning Hamas. It had already rejected any role for the Palestinian Authority in rebuilding Gaza. World News from the BBC. Syria's interim president Ahmed al-Sharaa has called on regional and international leaders to take decisive action against Israeli attacks on his country. Mr. Sharaa reaffirmed Syria's commitment to a 1974 disengagement agreement and accused Israel of continuously violating it. He urged the international community to put pressure on Israel to withdraw from the buffer zone it's taken in southern Syria. The former Peruvian president, President Pedro Castillo, has gone on trial in Lima, dismissing the charges of rebellion and abuse of power as a farce. Detained since 2022, Mr. Castillo came to power a year earlier with rural support. He promised constitutional reforms and wealth redistribution, but soon faced corruption investigations. Prosecutors are seeking a 34-year jail term. Three former ministers are also on trial. Serbian police have launched an investigation after chaotic scenes at the National Assembly in Belgrade as the House met to formalise the next Prime Minister, Milos Vucevic, his resignation. Opposition MPs released smoke bombs, set off fire extinguishers and threw eggs at members of the governing party. Several lawmakers were injured, Gajda Lorne reports.
President Alexander Vucic labelled the scenes in the National Assembly as hooliganism. He called on law enforcement to take action. Opposition MPs claim their actions were justified by suspicions that government corruption caused last November's disaster at Novi Sad railway station. 15 people died at the recently renovated facility, triggering an ongoing series of protests. One opposition leader described their tactics as a response to the violence that's been perpetrated against Serbian citizens.
The Taliban authorities in Afghanistan say they've seized over 6 tons of opium in a northern region bordering Tajikistan. BBC News.